Well, the buck stops with President Obama. He took responsibility for any intelligence failures that led up to the attempted terrorist attack on Christmas Day during his speech yesterday. But he also ordered intelligence agencies to streamline how these threats are analyzed.
The U.S. government had the information scattered throughout the system to potentially uncover this plot and disrupt the attack. Rather than a failure to collect or share intelligence, this was a failure to connect and understand the intelligence that we already had.
Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick back with us. You were at the White House yesterday. And Todd, a lot of people said prior to yesterday's speech that this was a failure of sharing information, of communication. Sounds like the president saying that's not what the problem was. He says the information was there and it was shared, but it was not properly analyzed and then applied. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's right, Celeste. And the president and his deputies stressed that this was not like the failure that led to 9/11. You know, right after 9/11, when all of the analysis in the 9/11 commission was done, you had this Washington phrase called stovepiping. And stovepiping just means all of the information is in silos and it doesn't cross between them. Information's not shared. They said this was really not like that. Information was shared. The different intelligence agencies had access to all the information that the other ones did, but it wasn't prioritized. They didn't know what was the most important. Things got buried and they weren't able to follow the leads that were the most important to say, hey, this guy has gone from Nigeria to a place where we know an Al-Qaeda cell is operating. He is getting ready to travel.
So wait a minute. So from silos to manure pile, it sounds like you're saying there.
Oh, come on.
I don't know if that's positive.
I mean, that is a classic Hockenberryan phrase, but John, I think it's accurate. I think you hit it on the head. I would maybe quibble with your metaphor, but I think it's right.
You won't be the only one.
We often quibble with the metaphor. Okay, thanks so much, Todd. Let's get some deeper analysis on this by Emil Nakhle. He's a former senior intelligence officer with the CIA and author of the book A Necessary Engagement. He retired in 2006. Good morning, Emil.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. You heard the president's speech yesterday. You just heard us talking with Todd Zwillick about how the White House feels this was not the same problem that led to 9/11. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yes, I do. In fact, there are two questions here. One is that unlike 9/11, now we have a huge intelligence bureaucracy that was created after 9/11, and that, two, we did not have the expertise to analyze all the available intelligence. So I do agree with the president on that.
So you're saying that we actually, in trying to fix the problem of 9/11, which was that we were not sharing information between agencies, we then created this new bureaucracy to help us share information, but that caused the problem that led to the attempted terrorist attack on Christmas Day.
Yes, partly so. The other part, as I said, is that deep expertise that we need to have in order to analyze that information after we have shared it. I think... I would like to make another point before we start into this, and that is, I think we should always remember that there have been a lot of successes that have not been made public, but unfortunately, one screw-up, as the president said, creates a tremendous havoc, and rightly so. But I think we should put it in perspective, but the expertise bothers me a lot, the lack of it, that is, bothers me a lot in this case.
Well, it appears to bother the president too, Emil Nakhle. Let's kind of get down in the nitty gritty on what we read in the report yesterday. It sounds like there were three specific areas where the intelligence broke down. The first, let's talk about, is this failure to connect these dots.
Yeah.
What exactly happened? What caused that failure?
Well, the dots, the so-called dots. I really kind of don't like even the whole discussion focusing on the dots, but these pieces of intelligence that came to the agency and to other agencies about this fellow. Now, Omar Farouk al-Muttalib is a Nigerian kid, a rich kid, whose father went to the embassy and talked about his concerns about his son's radicalization. Now, this is what we call in intelligence a walk-in, that somebody walks in. And we oftentimes receive these walk-ins with all kinds of information. Well, in this case, this was a special walk-in. It wasn't just a normal guy. He was a rich person, very well distinguished person, told us about his son. We should have taken note of that. Secondly, we had heard, of course, and there was intelligence that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula was planning an attack against the United States using somebody, a Nigerian. Again, that's another piece of information. A third piece of information that this person was going to plan an attack against the homeland, not against an embassy or a U.S. personnel overseas. And that's another piece of information. Oh. So by not connecting all of these together, we failed to keep that kid from getting on the plane in the first place. And that is where the serious failure occurs.
Okay, but the thing that seems to concern you the most, having looked at this report, is as you said, the analysis of it.
Yes.
In what way did the analysis not work for us? In other words, you just laid out some very specific information
right.
that wasn't used properly. Where did the analysis fall down?
The analysis fell down in at least two areas. One, that we had underestimated Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula's not only intent, but operational capability. We had all kinds of intelligence showing or telling us that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula was active and was not only active in planning and collecting information, but also in operational capability. We had ignored that. That's very serious area of failure. The second is that the person himself that we had heard that a Nigerian was going to be used, and we kind of did not connect the Nigerian with this name. Unfortunately, a misspelling even in the name occurred. So because it was spelled in different ways, that name did not make it to the screen.
It's the little things, I guess. Okay, so I guess in the future, getting better analysis, that seems to be a more difficult problem than fixing misspellings, though. Emil Nachlay is the former senior intelligence officer with the CIA. He was there until 2006. He's also author of the book, A Necessary Engagement. He joined us from his home in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thanks so much.